Welcome to Infusion, Prophetic Moment Live Open Forum Radio Broadcast. Here are Americus Cheney, Apostle of Sons and Daughters of Elijah Covenant Fellowship, and Dr. Clarice Cheney, Senior Pastor of Soul Harvest Ministries.
Praise God, praise God. Amen. I'm your host, Dr. Clarice Cheney.
Co-host, Americus Cheney.
Amen.
Pastor Sapp.
Apostle LaTanya Turner.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. We glad to be among you today. Praise the Lord. God is good. Amen. And happy belated Thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. If you're like me, I just ate a whole lot. Amen. Praise God. Amen. God is so good. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And we just come before you today to be a blessing. Praise the Lord. And the topic the Lord has given us today, and I know it's going to bless you in an awesome and mighty way. The topic we have today is learning to trust God when he allows suffering. Amen. Learning to trust God when he allows suffering. Praise the Lord. Amen. And you know, around this time and season, it's a happy moment for others. And then some, it may be, you know, some of them missing loved ones, and some people may be going through. Praise the Lord. But it's all right. Amen. God still got you. Amen. And we're going to help you today. Amen. And some of you might have had a bad experience around this time last year, the year before. Amen. But we're going to tell you to learn how to trust God in spite of you going through a suffering. Amen. In Romans 8:18, for I consider that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed. Amen. Now remember, Paul wrote that, praise God. And when Paul wrote that, Paul was shipwrecked. Paul was going through stone beating. He was homeless. He was in prison. He was even rejected, praise God. But through all that, he learned how, praise God, to know that even through all that, God still had him. Amen.
Praise God.
Praise God. Praise God. Amen. And just in my spirit, man, what I want to do today, praise God, with the panel. Amen. We thank God for Pastor Deborah Freeman for coming in. Praise the Lord. Amen. With the panel today, amen, I want us just to, we're going to just, praise God, just share our testimonies. Amen. It's going to be a blessing to someone today, your testimony. Praise the Lord. Amen. Our testimonies, praise the Lord, just how good God, even through our suffering, how we learn to trust God. Amen.
Amen.
Now, Jesus learned obedience by the things that he suffered.
Glory.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Glory.
I know some of you could think about some things that might have happened in your life, and even through that, you learn how, praise God, to trust God. Amen. And learn obedience. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God. It's some things that I might have done that I know I wouldn't do no more.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Because I said, okay, God, I learned. I know now. Amen. But through it, I learned obedience. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And even through suffering, it may seem like it isn't good at the time. But how many of you know that God meant for it to accomplish good out of our lives?
Lord.
Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. He still have a plan for our lives even through that. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. Amen. It's some good is going to come out of it. Amen. Because think about whatever the devil meant for evil, God meant it for our good. How many of you believe that today?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to just start out. Amen. Even I'm going to start out with my testimony of real quick. Amen. And then I'm going to go with the panel. Amen. And they're going to tell you about though suffering isn't good, God can accomplish good out of it.
What you say?
Come on now. Amen. Amen. He can bring some good out of it. Amen. Amen. I was just, even as I was thinking on this today, this topic, learning to trust God when he allows suffering, amen, it took me back, praise God, years ago when I was going through this, happened long time ago, through a suffering that I was going through. Through the suffering, y'all, I lost my government job. I got hurt and lost my government job. I had to stop with the military, and I remember I was even playing for this other church that I grew up in. On Tuesday nights, I had to stop playing the piano for them. So I lost three jobs in one day. through my suffering, amen, through my hurting, through me getting in this accident and hurting my back and hurting my neck and hurting my shoulders, praise the Lord, I couldn't work, praise God. And through all that, I'm like, oh my God, I lost all this income. How I'm going to make it? I just bought a house. Few months from that time, a new house, amen. Bought a new house. I had to think about how I'm going to pay my car note, how I'm going to pay my house note, praise God. But through suffering, I mean, you know, God bring, he teaches us how to trust him.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. He teaches us how to trust him through our suffering. Y'all, I had to learn to trust God. Praise God. I went through this for some, it was some years. My suffering, it caused me to start taking Lortel, start taking ibuprofen, staying in bed. And I'm gonna tell you, I was young. I'm still young now, but I was younger then. Amen. Praise God. And the first thing you think, well, Lord, how I'm gonna make it? What is going on? Amen. But through that, believe it or not, through that, I learned to trust God. Through that, I began to preach the gospel. Amen. Amen. Glory Amen. To God. Amen. I find myself getting closer and closer to the Lord. Amen. I find myself, amen, saying, okay, God, not my will, but thy will be done through my suffering. See, the devil meant it for evil, but God meant it for my good. Amen. At the end, I end up preaching the gospel. I end up, amen, studying his word even more, gaining a close relationship with him. And today, amen, I thank the Lord for the suffering because it brought me to a place where God wanted me to be. To preach the gospel. Amen.
Amen.
To be a blessing to someone else. Praise the Lord. Amen. So I thank you for that testimony because the testimony has got me to where I'm at today. Yes. Through that suffering that I went through. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. It was some aches and pains, some hurting. I'm saying sometimes, God, why me? Because I was hurting, y'all. Amen. Aching and everything else. But God. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm going to start out with Apostle. Amen. My husband, Apostle. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. He's going to just share with us even through what we go through, how God brings good out of it. Amen.
Well, sometimes when we suffer, we believe that, you know, majority of the time when people go through things, they have to be in sin, and that's not necessarily true. The Bible said that Jesus learned how to be obedient by the things that he suffered.
Yes, yes.
And and then there's things that we can do. Then there's demonic powers that influence and tries to bring affliction on our bodies or our life. And so we have three things that would happen to us. But the Bible says, "Haven't done all to stand therefore."
Yes.
You know, and so anything that you, so there's things that would happen to us. You have to remind yourself, I stand on the premises of God. We don't know why God allows these things to happen. But when the Bible says, many are the afflictions of the righteous. But he will deliver us from them all.
Come on. Come on now.
Amen. And so we have to trust in God that he's able to bring us through. No matter how it looks like, he's our God.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Go ahead, Pastor Seb.
Oh, well, amen.
Hallelujah. Can you just give us a testimony how through, praise God, through your suffering, God brought some good out of it. Amen.
Well, again,
glory. Glory.
It's a blessing to be here.
Yes.
And, I was thinking on what this topic is about today. I was thinking about the scars that individuals have throughout life. I don't know if we know it or not, but there's three classification of scars. We have our emotional scars.
Like that. Amen.
We have our spiritual scars, and we have our physical scars.
Mm.
And all of those scars are indication of the history that God brought us through.
Right? Like that.
Yeah. And so I want to kind of touch with me the physical scars that God allowed to happen to me.
Hallelujah.
To prompt me to get me to where I am today. And many times we ignore the voice of God. We ignore what God is trying to get over to us. A lot of times he allow us to go through these things, the suffering. As Paul said, his weakness, hallelujah, Christ's strength was made perfect in his weakness. Amen.
Yes.
Yes.
And so sometimes we kind of ignore, I believe, the voice of God, what he's trying to prompt us to do,
Woo!
And the directions he's trying to get us.
Come on.
And sometimes that produce scars in our life.
Yes.
Amen. And hallelujah. And many years ago, the Lord was calling me into the ministry and then calling me into the full-time ministry. And I was still holding on to a job job with the airport authority, and I was wrestling with going into ministry full time until I fell one day on that job. Woo! Fell from a ladder probably about 12 feet up. And then I was on my back for about 3 weeks. My wife, my children having to help me even go to the restroom. And so it's like when God instructed Noah to build the ark, the only window in the ark was up. Hallelujah. and the only way they was able to look was up. Amen. To see the light. Yes. Amen. And so he had me on my back. Hallelujah, struggling, and the only way I can look was up to him and depend on him with those physical scars that I endured.
That is good. Amen. 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 Go ahead, Lord. Apostle Turner. Praise the Lord. Amen.
I want to just thank you. Mm-hmm. Talk about even now, I recognized this when it begins to be about the holiday season since 2014 when my son was murdered. It gets to be about the holiday season. I always start to feel that heaviness of that grief before the season even comes, for knowing that he's going to be missing at the table. Just, you know, and
my God,
I just want to say that the Lord has been so faithful.
Glory. Oh, yes. Hallelujah.
I want to say that in the suffering of grief, that's the suffering that we have to go through in this world.
Yeah.
You know, heaven knows no death.
My God. Yes.
And,
glory.
But this side we do.
Yes.
And when a loved one passes, you just don't know till you know.
Yes.
So there's no way to stand in another person's shoes to even think that you can. You just don't know.
Yes.
And I have learned that. And I thank God that just by the power of the Holy Ghost, and not only by the power of the Holy Ghost, but through talking to others when they have had someone really close pass, that there are, you limit what you say.
Yes.
My God.
Because you don't have the words to say.
Yes.
You don't. And it's okay. We have to learn that it's okay.
Yes.
To just be there for a person without trying to say so too much.
Mm.
And that suffering has gotten to where I know that the Lord will come in and lighten the load. I begin to, what I allow to minister to me is King David's losing his son. And at that point where, you know, the time had passed and those things had passed, that the time of the grief and the mourning had passed, that he rose up, you know, and they had a way to mourn then, you know.
Yes.
It's a religious thing to us now to cover ourselves in sackcloth and ashes and sit and mourn for days and that kind of thing. But spiritually, it happens.
Yes.
The physical stuff is not happening.
Yes.
We're not doing those things categorically like they did them religiously, as was their custom.
Yes.
But it is still happening.
Mm-hmm. It is still happening.
And I just want to say through the process of it all that the Lord has to come in. And lighten the load.
My God.
Yes.
Lighten the burden of that suffering that we all gonna have to deal with at some point.
Yes.
In our lives. Someone, if as long as you live and you're gonna lose someone that was very close to you or that you love dearly.
Yes.
And that's just gonna happen in life.
In life.
But I just say that the Lord is our help and he is our strength.
Yes, he is. Hallelujah.
He is that. And I know that he knows how to come in right on time and lighten the load for us.
Oh, man, that is good.
And I just want to bless him in this fourth year. I even feel myself getting better. This is the first
year
that I was even able to cook a Thanksgiving meal.
Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus.
Because I just, you know, just didn't feel it to do.
Yes.
Just didn't have the strength to do that.
Yes.
Knowing that all the years he was the main one eating. You know, you're fixing the food because you know he's going to be there eating. Just eating everything.
Yes.
And so I just didn't have the strength to do it the other years. I just didn't even think about doing it. But this year I just, God gave me a joy. And
thank you, Jesus.
I just said, you know, I think I'm going to cook this year.
Ooh, that's awesome.
And I started making plans and deciding what I'm going to cook and that kind of thing. And I felt a deliverance and a healing.
Woo!
Just from getting up cooking.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know, and I know I've been in that place that we call grief and down. I knew I had.
Yes.
Because there were certain things I didn't do anymore, couldn't do anymore, just didn't have the strength to do it.
Yeah.
Or the wherewithal to even think about sitting doing it. And I didn't consider that I wasn't doing. You know, I was just using my strength in the places I needed to use it in to make it from day to day.
That's awesome.
In other words.
Yes.
And not on purpose, but just grief is real. And it's real. A heaviness.
Yes.
But I tell you that God is a healer and a deliverer, even in that the sufferings and the things that we must go through on this side from just being the human beings that we are.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
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 Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Apostle Turner. She was so transparent with that. Amen. I know that it blessed someone. Glory. Amen.
Glory. Amen.
Glory to God. Go ahead, Pastor Deborah. Amen. Amen.
I was thinking about and 2012, I think that was 2012. I thought about the scripture that Apostle talked about, Apostle Chaney.
Yes.
Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but he delivers out of them all.
Yes.
But when you don't know it for yourself that he delivers you, you whine a little bit.
Yes.
And I can remember not having insurance, but having a lot going on in my physical body.
Yes.
And knowing when you know something is wrong with your physical body, you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
That there's some, when you know your body, you know your body.
Yes.
And not having any insurance to get those things, you know, saying what is going on. Mm. But then God opened the door through, there's a company called Volunteers in Medicine. And places that I could not have gone to get treatment, I was sent to, like the Mayo Clinic. I couldn't afford it.
Hallelujah.
But God allowed me to go there for two things. Find out that there was, because I had some problems with my breast.
Yes, yes.
And so they sent me out to the Mayo Clinic. And they sent me through this to see what was really going on because it was abnormal.
Yes.
But when I got there and they did the sonogram.
Yes.
And she did the sonogram, and she says, all I see is a indentation of that there was something there, but it's not there anymore.
Glory.
And I can remember that so well that we can't stop with the whining. You know, we've got to really know that God delivers us out of those afflictions. He really does deliver us from those. Then the next thing was I was having a lot of problems with my stomach. Didn't know where all that was coming from. And they found out that that was diverticulitis. And they found a polyp, but they were able to burn that polyp. Found that it was benign. So God just opened up doors for, I mean, just blessing
Jesus,
me for
glory.
Insurance. Didn't have to pay a dime, but he gave me the top of the line.
Come on,
the top of the line. Didn't have to go through a lot of rigmarole or nothing like that. All I had to do, give him my ID. They already had my name. They already had me set up for everything. Because then it began to, that's one of the things that helped me with my faith.
That is so
awesome. With my faith and my believing that God will deliver you out of those light affliction.
Yes,
Jesus.
Man, that is so
that's powerful. Glory,
awesome.
glory.
That is so awesome.
Many times when we're going through, I'm going through some things in my body, some dire things. And you may ask, it brought me closer and brings me closer to the Most High God.
Yes.
To seeking the person of God. So there's many people out there, you may say, well, Lord, why are you, there's nothing happens without God knowing about it.
Come on now. Come on.
It's not that an angel come and say, Lord, did you hear what happened to so-and-so? No.
No.
He knows it before it even happens.
I like that. Amen.
But when we trust in him, he interjects and interferes with what the enemy or either the things that are happening in our lives somehow, some way, when you put your trust in him. I speak every day, Lord, you shall satisfy me with long life.
Yes, Lord. Yes. Hallelujah.
And I speak upon myself, and I speak, God, you are the Most High God. And so those that are listening right now, put your trust in him. He's able to deliver you.
Come on now.
Is there anything too hard from God? And I have to say this. I can't look at the affliction.
Come on.
Beloved, don't look at the affliction. Look at the Lord and what he can do. All things are possible To him that believeth all things are possible.
All things are possible.
Trust in him.
Amen. Go ahead, Pastor. You're finna say something, Pastor Sam.
I tell you, we in church. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Iron sharpens iron. I tell you, yes. Y'all, building my faith and my hope up in the Lord. There's a couple of things I can add on, hopefully, just to understand that it's how the level of love that God has for us.
Yes.
Determines my faith in Him.
Yes.
You know, the Word of God speaks about in Romans that while we was yet sinners,
yes,
God commended his love towards us, that while we was yet sinners, that Jesus died for the ungodly.
Yes.
Amen. If we really can wrap our minds around that verse of scripture there, the amount of love that God has towards us, we can connect that with the grace of God.
Yes.
Amen. The favor of God in our life. Amen. And the Bible declares that in Romans, we've been talking about the scripture all day. Romans 8:28, we all know it very well.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Help me with it. It's just alluding on my. All things work, amen, work together for the good. To those that love the Lord and are called
according to his
purpose. And there's two things. Hallelujah. Who are called and love God. Amen.
Yes,
and I believe everybody in here, through our testimonies, we learn the level that we love God and that God loves us. Amen.
Man,
David encouraged himself
so
in the
awesome.
Lord.
When
things are, beloved, with those that are out there, you may be going through some things. You got to understand, David encouraged himself in the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes you have to put your mind upon, the Bible said that he'll keep us in perfect peace. He'll guard our mind.
Stayed on him. Come on.
Whose mind is stayed upon him, he'll guard our hearts.
Thank you, Lord.
He'll give us a peace that pass all understanding.
Yeah.
When we keep our mind upon him, our trust in him, not only then.
Yes.
Because if you do not put your trust in him and obedient, then he cannot guard your heart and mind. There's a prerequisite.
Yes.
So when you have faith in him and you put your mind upon him and your mind is stayed upon him, listen to me, those that are hearing.
Yes.
Then he'll guard your heart and your mind from affliction of what you're going through, because the enemy will come at you and he'll bring torrents of disparity. He'll bring fear and taunting you with unbelief.
Yes,
so
yes.
You must trust in yourself with God. Encourage yourself.
Yes, yes.
Can I just add something with
Pastor? Go ahead, Pastor. Yes.
It's never us personally. Amen. That when we go into suffering mode, when the enemy comes to attack. He's coming to attack our faith.
Yes, yes.
And so James says that, though. He says that when the trying of your faith. He's going to, the enemy going to come to.
Come on.
To test, going to come to try our faith, get us to derail, get
come
us
on.
To lose hope in what
come
the
on.
Word of God has promised us.
Yes.
But when we hang on to what we believe in the scriptures, amen.
Cool.
The Bible says that we will become entire, lacking, wanting nothing.
Yes.
And I believe that's where Apostle Turner is at right now.
Woo.
So when you can say that when you go through the trial of your faith, amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. She's at that point that she's complete in the Lord. That's what I want to say. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The enemy tried to throw his best shot at her. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. But God worked it out for her good. Amen.
Yes.
For his good. Amen.
For his good. Amen. Amen. You heard him. Amen. You heard. Amen. Praise God. Apostle Turner talked about her grief and how God has delivered her. Amen. And Pastor Deborah, how God has healed her. Praise the Lord. Amen. And even with Pastor Seth and Apostle Cheney, how God, amen, hallelujah, is still working and still delivering. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I even talked to you about how I was ill. Praise God. And how God brought me through. And I had to realize that he was my source. Amen. We have
Glory.
To realize he our source. Amen. Praise God, and he will bring us out. Amen. I love that scripture that he said, many of the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord delivers out of them all. I love that. Because he say some, he say all. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now that is awesome. So you got to understand your afflictions is just for a moment. He's going to deliver you out of them all. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. We have to think about this. Suffering is a personal problem and it demands a personal response. And who our person responds? That is Jesus. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Jesus is there in our lowest places of our lives. He is there. Amen. Amen. Are you broken today? Well, think about it. Are you broken? Think about it. Jesus, he was broken like bread for us. Amen.
Oh, that's good. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Are you despised today? Amen. Yes. Think about Jesus was despised and he was rejected.
Go ahead, Pastor.
Hallelujah. Amen. Are you crying out saying, I can't take you anymore? Come on, let's be transparent. We all been there, including me. Amen. I can't take you anymore. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Think about it. They looked at Jesus. They came and they looked at him as if he was poison when they rejected him. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You may be dealing with sorrow and grief today, but guess what? They betrayed Jesus. Amen. Amen. Yes. And they betrayed him. They'll betray us. But think about it. God is with us. Amen. Amen. He's with us. Amen. People may turn their back on you. Amen. Praise the Lord. But you got to know God is there for you. Amen. They turned their back on him. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And no matter how deep the darkness is, guess what? That we go through, his is deeper than ours was. Amen. Every tear that we share, praise God, becomes his tear. Praise God. Amen. If you know what I know today, I discovered that Jesus, amen, is my best friend. He the closest friend that you can have. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. And you got to understand, if you suffer, he's suffering right along with you. Amen. If you have sorrow and tragedy, he's right there with you. Praise God. To bring you out of it. Amen. And he will bring you out of it. Amen. You can make a choice today to run to him. Run into his arms. Amen. Run into his arms, amen. And you would see, praise God, that hallelujah, that he will bring peace.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah, yes. Amen. Glory, glory, peace Lord. That you can deal with anything, and peace that you can be able to deal with future, anything in your future. Jesus is there for you, amen.
Amen. I want to say this question.
Go ahead.
Scripture. I'm sorry, quoted. Yes. The Bible said that he was wounded for our transgressions.
Yes.
Bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we were made whole.
That is
so
awesome.
We're whole right now, no matter what we're going through.
Hallelujah. Amen. We want to invite you tomorrow to come to Soul Harvest Ministries. That is at 573 Oakleaf Plantation Parkway in Orange Park, Florida. Amen. Our services begin at 12 o'clock, and we delight for you to come. And remember, praise God, to trust God when he allows suffering. Trust him, amen, and he will bring you out. Amen.
Amen.
And hallelujah. Amen. You be blessed.
Thanks for joining us for Infusion with Americus and Clarice Cheney. If you would like to correspond with or contact this ministry, you can follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And visit them online at soulharvestfamilyworshipministries.org.